Because I know, why 4:46, why 4:46 gave bishops the right of power to nullify marriages. In a country like the United States, one diocese can have as many as 3,000 declarations of nullity in 1 year. In other words, Pope Paul VI knew, he knew, if he did not give the bishops the right to carry marriage in vows, what would the bishops do? They would do what they did in the 16th century. Break for the Catholic Church. And what is happening in our country, the United States, those who want to say Catholics divorce and remarry, they, by law, have to get a legal divorce first, so then they are legally free to remarry. And in many cases, they already are dating, maybe living with, maybe better, a civil marriage for the person whom they want to, as they say, be married. And consequently, if the Pope had not given the bishops the right to declare a marriage, either the people would go ahead anyhow, or the bishops would give to the people they can live with a person who is not their spouse. That is why I live in the state of Michigan. It's here. I think about 6 dioceses. I live in the Detroit Archdiocese. But one of the dioceses in Michigan, called Saginaw Diocese, the bishop is not very faithful to the Holy Father. Sunday Mass attendance has gone from that diocese by 90%. The Archdiocese of Detroit, in some 2 years, 42 parishes were closed.
But why Holy Father keeps with the church? Why he endures
the church? Please.
Bishops who are against Holy Father. Why Holy Father is not doing anything against him?
Well, only God knows. However, some reasons that I think I know. It is very hard for a priest to become bishop and remain humble. That's why St. Ignatius, in the 16th century, whole nations were lost to the Catholic Church. Remember, all of England. He asked, what one bishop remained faithful to the Pope? What bishop remained faithful under Henry VIII? St. John's bishop. All the other bishops caved in. So one reason is pride. Another reason is money. him, that is why sisters, the missions of charity will thrive, and shall I add, even survive, only as long as you don't depend on the government only. Do you start depending on the government for money? And that is the beginning of the end of the missionaries of charity. Am I clear? And in so many dioceses, the bishops to govern the money. For what? Well, say, for hospitals, for schools, for all kinds of works of charity. And what happened? The government told the bishop, look, do you want the money or don't you? And the institutions have it for, depending on government money. And they get in. Another reason. Reason. You are not faithful to the Holy Father. And then the bishops have a promise. Because if a priest is not faithful to the teaching of the Holy Father, he will not be obedient to the bishop. And then, of course, our media communication. Anything that the media can do in an hour to discredit the Catholic Church, they do it. And the result is the bishops have to be very, not just courageous, but very strong in their faith and very sure to know how to cope with a society which is deeply, deeply paganized. Okay, we'll take the next two sisters, please, and more. Now, sisters, our first remember reflection. He began by speaking, remember, on the Eucharist, the miracle worker. And he first described what a miracle is, then we explained the highest form of miracle is a moral miracle, where the human will choose and love what is contrary to human nature. And we began, remember, with miraculous charity. Remember, there are unlovable people. There are people, and I want to repeat, there are people who cannot, and verbers who cannot be loved. There are natural powers. No way. Either we get special, we call it miraculous grace from Christ, or he will not. He cannot love those who do not love us. And worse still, those who oppose us, those who hate us,